The power of asking for help. Strategic vulnerability can make leaders more effective and trusted. There's a myth that to be a good leader, you need to be the smartest person in the room. Many leaders struggle to admit they don't have all the answers. They're reluctant to ask for help and end up struggling in silence. This reluctance is normal. It's a fear-based response to not wanting to look incompetent to your team or superiors. But there is a way to ask for help that strengthens your position as a leader rather than undermines it. What you gain when you ask for help. Reluctance to ask for help isn't just pride. It's often about perception. One study found that male leaders risked being perceived as less competent when they asked for a lot of help. In contrast, their female counterparts didn't experience a significant drop in perceived competence. Researchers cautioned that it isn't actually whether or not you ask for help, but how you ask. The same study noted that asking for help is critical for leaders to learn and improve. The benefits far outweigh the perceived risks. Harvard Business School researchers Allison Wood Brooks and Francesca Gino found that when we ask others for advice, they view us as more competent. It signals that we value their expertise and don't overestimate ourselves, which is a sign of self-awareness. Asking for help is also likely to yield better performance results. By utilizing the knowledge and insight of your team, you expand your collective problem-solving capacity. Leveraging people's strengths to solve complex problems is the hallmark of a competent leader. Learning to practice strategic vulnerability. This is a term for what effective leaders do when they admit they don't know everything. Strategic vulnerability. Asking questions positions you to lead through vulnerability because you demonstrate that it has a purpose to empower others, utilize their expertise, build trust, and spark collective solutions. Harvard professor Amy Edmondson says the admission of, "I might miss something here, I need to hear from you," lays a foundation of a psychologically safe environment.